and blew off these are the dates you found on the floor. Haino dochet korolei noivlis doma vossum korolei to tamru. That's why now in Mishnah it says noivlis tamo, because tam noivlis now Mishnah means the sun burnt it up. There in the Mishnah in Demai it says noivlis tomorrow, because it means different type of dates. There it means dates, the wind blew it off the tree. So since it's two different type of dates, it's good why the Mishnah called it two different Lashonis. And Brachas is called Noivlis Tam, and in Demai it's called Noivlis Tomorrow. Eloman de Yama, Bushli Kamara, but if you look even in the Mishnah in Demai, it also means that tomorrow the dates that the sun burnt up, Nisna Idividi Noivlis Tomorrow, or Idividi Noivlis Tama. How come there's a shinu between the Mishnah and Brachas and the Mishnah and Demai? Both Mishnahs should use the same lashon. Either both should call it Noivlis Tomorrow, or else Noivlis Tama is the Timur Kasha. But that man the Yama is more the Kasha, there's more Mistava, the first man the Yama, that here in Brachas, Noivlis Tama means just the sun burnt up the peri. It's not such a good peri, that's why we only make a shakol. And the Mishnah in Demai is talking about where the wind blew it off the tree, so that's not so chashiv in the eyes of the Amorites. That's why Hezekiah took off the time to take off Trumas and Maisa from it. Right. Hayul fun of Minam Harbi. So now we have a machlekes in the Mishnah, where you have a few peris in front of you, and you want to make one bracha to pata a few of them. The question on which peri should like hold in your hand and eat first to make the bracha on that peri. Should you make it on the mint shiva, that's a Yehudi shita, or should you make it on the one chav of the one you like better? Ezem hem shiyut, the Mishnah means the one you like better. Which one is first? Omarula, machlekes, the machlekes in the Mishnah is b'shebechaseyim shabbos, where you have two type of peri. Moshe will have an apple, which is a bar priyate, and you have a grape, which is a bar priyate. And the person loves to eat apples. So now, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he has to make the bar priyate on the grape and bite into that first, and then let that bracha pata the eighth. Since the grape is a mint shiva, that's mochoshim. And the Rabbanim say, no, since you like apples better, that's mochoshim. Rabbi Yehuda is of a mint shiva, there's a shiva, the peris mint shiva, of the, you have to make a bracha on that. Rabbon and Savri, no, min chadevod. It's when the Mishnah says the Lashon Eizim Em Sheyirtz, it means the one you love. So since it's chadev to you, you enjoy eating it, you mainly have to make the bracha on that first. Avol b'shein b'chaseim shavayis. But let's say you have a vegetable and an apple. You have one that's a bar pri adam and one's a bar pri eitz. You have two different brachas. Then divrei hakol mevorach hazeh v'chayzeh mevorach hazeh. Then there's no shal of kedimus. Which one to make first? Because you have to make two brachas anyway. If you have an apple and a carrot, you have to make a bar, or the case we'll soon see is a zayas and a tznoin. On a zayas, you make a bar priates, an olive, and on a tznoin, a radish, you make a bar priadoma. So if you have these two in front of you, you have to make two brachas anyway. It's not a question, one part of the other one. Then there's no mitzvahs kadima. Then you don't have to, but have to take the min shiva. First, you can do whichever one you want. That's what the first man of the Yama says. That's what Ula says. We'll soon see. That's only providing where they're both chaviv. But let's say you bedafka like the tznoin, then you can go bosa chavivus. We'll soon see. You have an olive and you have apples. The tavayu bar priates. Both of them are bar priates. Obal lifter ashtem brachachas. You want to make one brach here to be yetsa for both terrorists. So the question is, which peri should you eat first make the bracha be chalon? Chodavod, Rabban hold, Eze sheyitz the matisni. You know, the Mishnah only says loshim, whichever one you want, as a chodavod of mashma. That's mashma, the one you love better, that's mochoshim. Abu b'shein v'chosem shod is a trash, the rehakol, a bracha achas petrosim. One bracha doesn't help for the other one. Like if you have a tznoin, you have a radish, and an olive, you have to make two brachas. V'shulav is le'enka machlekes. Now Rashi wants your shaila. The Alpha Gav that now we had the Mishnah before. Derech al peiros ilam bar pri adama yotze. Even though with the Yevid, if you take an apple and you make a bar pri adama, you are yotze. So we're here where you have a radish and a zayis. So if you make a bar pri adama on the radish, maybe that should pata the zayis also the bar pri. So Rashi no. Hani mili b'chad mina v'toyim. That's only in the case where you took an apple in your hand and you made a mistake. Instead of making a bar priyat, you made a bar priyadoma. That's where you made a mistake. Oberechol a bar priyadoma. Avot tznoinu zayis. Metchila, a person has in front of him a tznoin, a radish, and he has a zayis, an olive, in front of you. Oberech al tznoin. If you all have to have bottom here, that if you love a radish, the tznoin, you're supposed to make the bar for your dhamma, that's first. Learn if the zayis, avad, with this bracha, you're not supposed to have in zinim, and das, you're not supposed to part of the zayis. You're making a bar for your dhamma on the tznoin, that's all. See, since you have to make two separate brachas, a bar pri adama and a bar pri eitz, hey, see, everybody's masking, there's no chshivas in min shiva, and plus the swarvis, you go boss of the chavis. That if you bedafka love radishes, you're allowed to make the bar pri adama on the radish first, and then make a bar pri eitz. Even though we hold usually a bar pri eitz comes before a bar pri adama, that's only where you don't have a chavis, you don't love one more than the other. But the case where you love one more than the other, the chavis has a chshivas, you make the bar pri adama that one first. That's what Ula holds. So tomorrow, Meisve. Ho yilafon at snoy milzayis. Somebody has in front of him a radish and an olive. Yid alocha mevorach al atznoy. You're supposed to only make a borer pri adoma on the radish. O poitzeres azayis. Schurut akashia. You see claw that making the borer pri adoma on the radish, you're even yoytz of the borer pri eitz for the zayis. You don't have to make two brachas, just one bracha. And the Gemara hoche v'mayaskinu keshatznoy nikar. Havad is only in the kimto, and the case where Iker watch eating right now is the radish. So the radish is a little bit too sharp, so you want to take along some zeisim, some olives with you to soothe in the taste of the tznoin. So since the Iker is the tznoin, therefore the azayis is a toffle to the tznoin, so you only make a bar for your dom. For the Gemara Yochi, this is the Mitzias, Yochi Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer say? We have Yudu Oyme Mavorach al azayis. No, he says first you have to make a bracha bar for eitz on the olives. Shazayis and min shiva, because the zayis, since it's a min shiva, it's more choshev. You have to make a bracha on the zayis. Now, for the Gemara, if the akimter is where the ikar is the tznoin, you'll go and teach radishes. Just the radishes got so sharp in your mouth that you want to take along an olive now to soothe the taste. For the Gemara, that's the case. Lest leil Rabbi Yehuda hodeth nan, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold from the Mishnah later? Kol shiviker. We have an ikar, like here, you're taking the tznoin, the radish is the ikar. We might fail it, and you're just taking the olive to soothe the taste of the radish, that the Mishnah says, mevorach al ikar, you only have to make one bracha on the ikar, point you as a tfeila. So how could you have the dings there, that if the ikar is the radish, you have to make a bracha on the olive? Maybe true, Rabbi Yehuda dings on that Mishnah also, Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana, he could dings on the Mishnah. So the Gemara, no, but Tana, you would learn the Farish. We have Yehuda Weimer. If the only reason why you're eating this olive is because you want to eat the tznoin, the radishes, though the radishes bother you, the taste is too sharp, you want to take a tznoin, is that you just also mask him, mevorach al tznoin, you only have to make a bracha on the tznoin, the radish, or put the rest of zayis. You see, if you just also mask him to the cloud, ikir and tofum, you only make a bracha on the ikir and not on the tofum. So then we have to shver our first kashi. How could Rabbanan say, when you have the zayis and the tznoin, they say make a bar pri adama on the tznoin, how could they say it? There are two different brachas, a bar pri eitz and a bar pri adama. How does one bracha part of the other one? So the more avad you have to say lo olam b'tznoin ikur. Avad is the first price is talking about where the radish is the ikur. Means you're only going to eat the radish that you kavono. Therefore you make a bar pri adama on that, and that pat is the zayis, the olive. Of course the olive is only coming to make the tznoin taste better. Askina. The kasha was, and how could Rabbi Yehuda say in the sefer, no, don't make the bracha on the tznoin, make the bracha on the zayis? You should know it's talking about something else. The milsach riti plig, they're talking about a different machlokes. The chasure mechzra, something is missing in this brisa. V'ochi toni, this is the way the brisa should be learned. Ho yulufon of tznoin o zayis. You have in front of you a radish and an olive. Is mevorach al tznoin upoitzeres azayis, according to everybody. That if Iker Kavon is eating the radish, so you just make a bracha bor pri adama on the tznoin, then that part is the tofel, the zayis. Aber b'med devar mamurim, when do we say this? Kiasha tznoin ikur. When you Iker Kavon, you're going to eat is the olive. Is the tznoin the radish? Avalei, not tznoin ikur, but in the case we don't like the tznoin the radish more than the olive, you like both of them now, is the v'hako mevorach al zeh, v'chayza mevorach al zeh. Both of them, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban Amoid, you have to make two separate brachas. One is not an ikka, one is not a tofel. You're going to eat two things here, a zayis and a tznoin. You have to make a bar pri adama on the tznoin, and a bar pri eitz on the zayis. And here there's no machlokes, like Ula holds. When you're making two separate brachas, there's no kedima, whichever one you want you can do. of Ushneimi. So where's the machlokes here of Yehuda and Rabbanan and the Kimta? Ushneimi nimbi almo shebrichosayim shavois. But another case, we have like an apple and a grape, or an apple and a zayis. They're both a bari priyeh. They're both two minim, and one is a min shiva and one is a min chavit. You like apples more than the grapes. And here's the machlokes. Again, they're sheet like the Mishnah. The one that's more chaviv to you, you can make the bracha on. If you like apples, make the bar pray from the apple. We have Yehuda Aime, here of Yehuda Dingiz, and says no. Mevorech ala zayis. In the case we have an apple and a zayis, since they're both the bar pray, you're only making one bracha. To pata both of them, he holds the bracha has to be on the zayis. Sha'a zayis and min shiva. Because the Zayis is the Min Shiva, not the Yehuda Shit in the Mishnah. That a Min Shiva is more Chaviv, more Chashiv, you have to make the bracha on that one to part of the other one. See Rashi? Rashi show you Tznoin Iker. She b'shviloi hischol ha'achila. You start a teeth because you want the radishes. Lo yachol Zayis, you didn't eat this olive, elo lahafik churfoi shal Tznoin, to take away the sharpness of the radish. Mail of the heavenly Zayas Tuffle. The Zayas is only a Tuffle. Utanan, the Mishnah later, Kol Shu Ika, V might fail him, a Baruch Ali, Kapati, that's a fail. You only make one bracha on the Ika, that part of the Tuffle. It's a Baruch Alze, the Kamla Nechluku. In the case we have two separate brachas, you have a Baruch Priyadom and a Baruch Priyat, you have to make two separate brachas, there's no Machlekes. Now where is the Machlekes if you do the Rabbonim according to Ula? Ushneimin and Baalmo could go in Zayas or Tapuach. Well, you have an aleph and you have an apple. Shebichoseim shavit. They're both a bar priyeh. Vuechad mimin shiva b'zeh nechleku. That's the machlokes. That the rabbanim say you go boss of the min chavit. If you like apples, that's the bracha you make. And if you don't know, you go boss of the min shiva. And in this case, we pass the word of Yehuda. That with the two brachas are shavit. There are two priyehs in front of you. Then you make the min shiva. Min shiva has a chshivit. If you have an apple and a grape, even though you like apples better, still you're supposed to make the bari priyeh on the grape, because that's the min shiva.
Two min shiva and one is chavit.
We'll soon see about two min shivas, which one goes first. Which first in the pasuk goes first. Pligi is the more pligi bar Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So machloikis in Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Chadoma, so one says, machloikis b'vichoseim shavis. The machloikis is where the brachas are shavis. Of course, this is like Ula said. Again, you have two, an apple and a zayis. They're both the bar priyeh. So Yehuda says, make the bracha on the zayis since that's the min shiva. Rabbanan savri min chavavodim. You can make the bracha on the apple since you like it better. So Ashu kudyamor means that's like Ula, that's what we had until now. Abu b'shein b'chaseim shavis, we have an adama and a bar priyeh. It's divrei hakam b'vorach hazeh, b'chaseim b'vorach hazeh, and there's no kedima. And the halacha then is you go boss the chaviv. Whichever one is more chaviv to you, that's the one you make the bracha first. That's one shot. V'chadama, now nushanu, nushita, v'chadama, af v'shein v'chaseim shavis. No, even where one you have a tznoin and a zayis, a tznoin and a radish you make a priyadama, and the zayis is a bari priyat, two different brachas, nami machloikis, it's still a machloikis, which one comes first? Should you make on the zayis the bari priyat first, because that's a minshiva? Or should you make on the tznoin first the bar priyadama, since to you that's chavit, that's the machlokes. Now, the more is what has the past that's the machlokes. Bishleim olaman diyama bishir b'chaseim shavais. Bishleim with the way we learned until now, according to Tula and according to first man diyama, they're only mechuluk where they both have one bracha bar priyates. Is machlokes shaper. It's good, the machlokes is on which pay should you make the bar priyates on. The Rabbanan say you can make it on the apple since you like it. If Yehuda says no, you have to make the bar priyeh on the zayis since it's a min shiva. El olaman diyama b'shein b'chaseim shavois. We have the zayis and tznoin. We have two brachas. Pligi, that's the machlokes. But the Gemara b'may pligi. How does the pasta machlokes? You have to make two brachas anyway. His avim in the word is only a shallow when you're making one bracha. Which one should you make it on? But where you have to make two brachas, might not come in which one you make first. His Gemara didn't know there's a svar in kedima yet. Which bracha you should make first? Since you have to make a bar priyadama on the tznoin the radish, and you have to make a bar priyeh on the zayis, you have to make two separate brachas anyway. Might not come in. Which one comes first? How does the pasuk machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? And the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, you say the machlokes is lahaktim. The pasuk says the machlokes which bracha you should make first. Avad, you have to make two brachas. question is, which one should take first? If Yehuda says the Bedavka has to take the Zayas first to make a bar parade since the Mitzvah, the Rabbanan say no, you can take the Tznayin first since you like that first. So the more the Yomer Rabbi Yosef, a raya for this, that there's such a machapasta din kedima, which bracha to make first, a raya from Rabbi Yosef, v'teimu Rabbi Yitzchak, that kol ha-muktim be-posik zeh, muktim le-bracha. When the posik says about the Shiva Saminim, the Shiva of Eretz Yisrael, it says it in the Seder. He says, what the Indian of the Seder? To know which peri is more choshim, that bracha comes first before the other one. So drashi d'yom Rabbi Yitzchak, almo v'sif me'a kavdina na'akdomo. It's such a yisoid, even though you have two different brachas, which bracha should come first? If you do Rabbi Yitzchak, if you do go to contra Rabbi Yitzchak, Hilkach, kol shekai neichot dechad, lav mimin shiva, avad, if one peri is not mimin shiva, avad at the mim shiva odif, avad if the mim shiva goes first. If you are born and left at Rabbi Yitzchak, the mokin chav of the chav of odif, if you are born and dizach on Rabbi Yitzchak, and say no, when do you go bos chshivas of min shiva, that's where there's no chavivis, you don't like any one pri more than the other, then we go bos of min shiva. But where you love a pri, even though that's a pri hadama, you have to make that bracha first and then make the bar pri eitz. Now that we'll soon see what the muktim apostle goes on. Kol muktim apostle says muktim bracha, shenema, the apostle says, eretz chito seira, ze gefen utein av rimein, eretz zayis shemen udvash. The Torah says this seder to know which one comes first. Moshe, you want to eat a chita and you want to eat a gefen, you're supposed to make the bracha on the chita first, since it comes first. Now the Maaseh, when the bracha talks, when the Pasuk is talking about chita, doesn't mean a raw or wheat. It means they are meichel, a kemach of a barmini mezoinis. So it's chita and seira. If you have two cakes, a cake made out of chita and a cake made out of seira, you're supposed to make the bracha on the cake made out of chita first. So that comes first in the Pasuk. If you have a the Rab Chonin, and they ding this now on Rab Chonin. The Yomer Rab Chonin, Rab Chonin says no. Kol ha-posik kula l'shira nemru. If this posik of Eretz Chita Soyev Gesen Tehnu Rimon, Torah says the Seder of the Zayin Aminim, it's not come to tell us Chashidus or the Peris, which Peri comes first, Bilchus Brochus. I mean, even according to first man, it's not a derisive to the galocha, because with the rice you don't have to make brachas before you eat peris. It means it's the smachta. The smachta from this posik you see which peri is more choshev. The maybe it's a throw now when you go to make a bracha on the more choshev one. That's what you should make the bracha on. Now Rab Chonin thinks on this. The Yomer Rab Chonin call a posik kula l'shira nemer. You know this posik of Eretz Chita Seira is not coming to tell us the chshivas of the peris. It's not telling you which peri is better off than the next peri. It's come to tell me something else for Gamri. It's come to tell me the Shurim. The Torah, there's a lot of different halakhas of Shurim in the Torah, and it's connected to these peris. The Tanan. The Chita, when the Torah says first thing, wheat. What's the Shir have to do with wheat? The Tanan. Ha nichnas lebei samnuga. You go into a house that there's a neger in the house. So halakha is a person goes into the bayis, the person becomes tummy. The Kalev al Ksefa. Let's say he's carrying his Kalim, his coat. He's not wearing it, he's carrying it. The Sandalav Tabata Biyodai. He's carrying his shoes or he's carrying his ring. He is Allah Hu Vahain Tamei Miyad. As soon as he walks into the house for a second, he's Tamei and his Kalim also become Tamei. For your Lovash Kalev, let's say the person that walks into this house that has a nega is wearing his clothing. He's not carrying them, he's wearing them. The sandal of a raglav is wearing his shoes. The tabos of yetzvosev is wearing a ring on his hands. Then it depends. Who tami miyad? The person becomes tami as soon as he walks in there. The hain turim, but his kelim at turim, achi yeshoi b'chachilos pras. Until you wait inside the house, the amount of time it would take you to eat a loaf of bread. Pas chitim, what type of bread? A bread made from wheat? V'loi pasar, not a pas from barley. Mesa v'yoichol v'liftim. The way you would eat it, sitting down, with lifting, with something to eat, with making your shmak, goes a little bit faster. Rashi, pas chitim nechomar, eat it faster. Before that, Rashi, before. Rashi, beisam luga. Ksiv, we have bo el habayis yitmader. You go into the house that has a neger in there, you become tummy. Tumis one day till the night time. For like siv kibis begoyim. Doesn't say right away you have to wash your clothing. Mashm your clothing is not tummy. That says, but if you eat in the house, then your chabas is begodim. Then your clothing will become tummy. Now, with dashin, the pasuk means, B'shoye shir achila, when you wait inside out, the amount of time will take you to eat this loaf of bread. B'afil lo yoich lo you didn't eat the bread. M'yachsir b'seifa, the pasuk says the end, B'yashreich ha'bayis ha'chabes ha'tgodin. If you lie down in the room, you have to wash it. Hilkach, hanich nazboi, if you walk in, v'noi says to God, you're carrying your clothing, imai, shleike derech ma'bushai, ein ele begodim, that's not called your begodov, or tumeyim miyad, that's coming right away. Shaf behen anikor ababu alabayis. It's fitted, you came into the house now. No, if you shulavish ben, but when you're wearing your clothing, then boishia, then the clothing only becomes tummy if you wait a little bit in this house of the Beis Hamnuga. How long do you have to wait? Achilas prat, chatzikika, half of a loaf of bread. Shishiro bechachavim meserim, shulkulei mazin shteytsuda, so chetzi mazin sudach. Half of it is a mazin of one suda. Pas chitim nechomar. The shear eat up a wheat bread, eat it faster. Meister derech haseva when you're lying down. Vaitish in the chelas mar, eat it faster. Shein apoyin on of them, you have to turn around. And also eat it with lift on, eat it faster. So the Torah says, chita, that's the shear, how long you have to wait in the house to become tami yibagodim. So I wrote, then the Torah says, the shear of a bali, the tanan, etzem kisar, you have an etzem of a mace. Even though it's only the size of a bali, is metama b'maga b'masa, or the yena metama b'yoyil. If you touch it or you carry this bone, it's metamiyu, tumas meis, tumas shivam, v'yena metame b'yoyim. But you have no tumas oil if you go into it. If in this house is only a bone of a meis, it's not metame b'yoyim. So the Torah says, Sayra for this year. Geffen, the Torah says, Geffen grapes, k'dei revias yayin l'nozir. That the shear of revias for a yayin to be hit over his issa. The drasha de revias yayin l'nozir, ocho chatsanim, for a nozir, eats the chatsanim bezag and the pits and the shells of grapes, for luvim, or the stems of it, to shear revias yayin, the shear of a revias yayin, chayim. Now, the yayin shear revias yayin, revias mayim shovim. If it only shots it up by water, you have a different amount than you measure it through wine. So you have to measure it with wine, not with water. The fishayin ab, wine is thick. The amayin klushin, water is very easy. The yesh brevias yayin yoyt v'mash yesh brevias mayim. Now remember, Mlochis. Therefore, you have to go boss the shear of yayin. That's why it says geffen. Right, Taino, what does it say figs for? Kigregris. That's a locha by Shabbos. Zrashi Letzoy is Shabbos. The Tanan, Hamoisi Oichlim, somebody carries out food on Shabbos, how much of a shear do you have to carry to Bichayiv? Kigregris. Vitain Yavesha, it's the size of a dried out of fig. Rimain, says Homograms, Gretnan, Kol Kli Bale Batin. Anytime a Balabos, I mean a private person, owns a Kli. The question is if it's Tomei, a Kli Cheres only becomes tar if you break it. What's cool if you broke the Kli, you can't use it anymore? Shiurin, to remind